All right, guys. We got a couple guys on here, Marcus. So if you guys can just say your name and your affiliation when you ask a question, please.
Marcus, hi. This is Aaron Wilson from the Baltimore Sun. Congratulations and welcome to Baltimore.
Oh, thank you, man. Happy to be here. Excited.
I bet. With the Ravens, what made them your choice? Obviously, they're the champions, but what kind of set them apart?
Was the interest level and also the credibility that I just had as players, and I talked to a few guys about the organization and, you know, what were the standards and what were the goals, and it seemed like a great fit for me. So it was a pretty easy decision to make.
Thank you.
Marcus, this is Garrett Downing with BaltimoreRavens.com. For you, when you look at this team and this defense, how do you see yourself fitting in here, and what kind of role do you expect to play?
I think any time you play the 3-4 and have, if you have a solid rotation with the D linemen, I think it gives you a chance to be a real good football team on defense. And looking at the guys that's already there, man, it's a no-brainer. Obviously, you guys won the Super Bowl last year and had a lot of great players perform well. But the opportunity to play with Nada and Suggs and, you know, hopefully Ed Reed, keeping my fingers crossed, it was just something that you can't pass up. And then the guys on the D-line, you know, you kind of keep an eye on the teams that are doing well when you're playing for someone else. And I thought it was a great fit. And also having Chris sign with you guys earlier before I did, I thought it was just a great opportunity.
Speaking of Chris, this is Aaron again, Marcus. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a reunion almost for you guys. Came into the league together. And I saw Chris last night. He's very excited about playing with you again. How much do you think just the chemistry and the knowledge that you guys have of each other's game can help you guys and pay dividends for the Ravens this fall?
Well, it's always good to have some recall with guys that you've played with and also are friends with. So, you know, you're not really coming in alone. You got somebody that knows you. You have somebody that knows how you work. And also we'll bounce things off each other. We've both been playing going into our ninth year. So we became hopefully better players, I would like to say. And also to use some things that we may not know from each other. But the guys that's there and having Chris there, it's a comfort level. You know, it's a lot of veterans that's been playing for a while on that defense. And, you know, that's always a great situation because they understand game-type situations and adjustments are a lot easier to make. So just to be in that role as one of the guys that can come in and try to contribute immediately, it gives me a great sense of where I am with the team.
Is left end the probably where you'll play the most, or have they said what spot you'll line up at and play the most?
Well, left end probably will be mostly. And, you know, they move guys. They move guys around a lot. I know they try to get Nada a lot of matchups, try to expose guys on offense through him. And so, you know, you got to be flexible. And I think that's what gives us a great chance to be good up front is that a lot of guys can play a lot of different positions. And when you have that flexibility, I think it gives you an opportunity to play a bunch of guys and keep guys fresh.
Marcus, this is Bo Smolka with Comcast Sportsnet. You've been around the league long enough. When you hear the name, you know, Baltimore Ravens as an opponent, what comes to mind with the reputation of this team?
Well, you obviously think defense. You guys have been playing great defense, a winning football team, been to the playoffs year in, year out. You guys have an elite quarterback. Well, we have an elite quarterback. Let me stop saying that. So you just accredit them to being a really good football team and contenders every year with the opportunity to win the big show. So to be a part of that is a no-brainer for a guy like me that's going into my ninth year because, you know, we all striving to try to get that hardware. And some guys every guy from last year has it. They have it coming in the mail. So hopefully we can reincarnate what happened last year and move it into this year and try to get that shiny thing put on my fingers.
Marcus, this is Josh Lynn from MassinSports.com. In today's NFL, it's so rare for a guy to stay in one place for 8 years. And how fortunate did you feel to be able to do that?
It was a great time. It was a fortunate situation because, like you said, it is rare. I think it's accredited, to Dallas. I think it's a credit to myself and my teammates, man. I think everybody, a lot of things have to work out for you to end up staying in one place for 8 years, and obviously they did, and it was a total blessing for me to be able to. But, you know, I'm almost as excited about this opportunity to come play in that market with that football team, and I've seen how the city has welcomed me and responded to me signing, and it just has me to an excitement level. You almost feel like a rookie again. So to have that opportunity, man, it's great. But my 8 years here have been great in Dallas, and, I'll never forget it for the life of me, but to try to make new memories and hopefully win a championship with Baltimore is a great opportunity for myself.
Marcus, did you visit, what was sort of the timeline of your interest with Baltimore and accelerating to a deal as of late Friday?
Actually, it was real easy, man. I think my agent, who is Pat Dye Jr. and Bill Johnson, they have a good rapport with Ozzie, and I think they shot each other straight. They knew what I wanted as far as contract went, and Ozzie was able to get there with it. So it was just it was an easy process, and usually, some things take time when you're dealing with a guy that's been in the league this while and, this long and 30 years old, and you want certain things to match up and line up well. And fortunate enough, they were able to in Baltimore, and then have an opportunity to play with this football team was a no-brainer.
And they were pretty much on you from early in free agency. It was only a couple days in when they kind of declared their intentions, and your guys were able to get it done.
Yeah, it happened pretty quickly, man, which I was glad about, because I didn't want to get to the end of the thing and be scrambling and trying to figure out who I was going to be playing for and having to move the family, a week later and stuff like that. So we got it out the way, and now it gives us time, it gives me time to get myself situated in Dallas and my family also, for us to be able to come down there and be comfortable, and I get a chance to work out with the team before we actually start organized, football. So it just worked out well. It's a great situation.
They were the main team, or was there another team that tried to get you as well?
It was a couple more teams that was interested. Kansas City was interested in Jacksonville, and New England had showed some interest also. So it was four teams that I think, were real players as far as entertaining offers and trying to be in the best situation. But guys, to be honest with you, it didn't take me any time once I heard Baltimore wanted to sign me. That was it. I wanted to try to get it done with the Ravens, and we were able to, and I'm happy about it.
Marcus, you mentioned the fact that changing teams after after 8 years makes you feel a little bit like a rookie again. Could you just kind of elaborate, on that a little bit? And does this kind of feel like a rejuvenating part when you're changing scenery and you have to kind of, come in and start from scratch again, so to speak?
Absolutely, man. I think it gives you an opportunity to be new, and new scenery, a new team. They do things differently around there. I was able to tour the facility when I was around there, and that was an unbelievable place to be. You guys are lucky to have that. And it's just an aura around the whole organization. Everybody's, everybody has a quiet confidence about what they can get done. They go about their business. They work hard, practice hard. The guys are close, and hopefully it'll continue to be that way. I just want to come in and be a part of the puzzle. I'm not one of those guys that come in and try to stake claim, or this is my territory and I'm not going to do this and I'm going to do that. I just want to come in and flow in with the guys and be able to make some impact plays during the season and help us win ball games.
Mm-hmm. From a football standpoint, one of the things that John Harbaugh talked about today that he liked about you is the fact that you're able to be a run stuffer, and that's an area that was a priority for the Ravens to upgrade, this offseason.
Right.
Is that the way that you see your game, and how do you think you can help the defensive line kind of from that run-stuffing standpoint?
Well, that's been my role for a while. And, I take a lot of pride in teams not running the football on the defense that I'm playing on. And, obviously, offenses are good. and guys are going to break through a few times. But all in all, you want to be a real good defensive football team up front. And, you know, a lot of people say that it's a, you know, the NFL has turned into a passing league, which the guys that throw for a lot of yards, and if you're able to throw touchdowns, it does help you win games. But if you can't stop the run, you got a long season ahead of you as a football team. So, you know, just come in and, you know, hopefully get that to the football team and work to be in a position where we understand each other and we can play off each other. And this game is a team game. And, you know, up front, I really believe that guys around you make you better. And that's how I like to function as a D lineman. And I think having Alote and Chris and Arthur Jones and the guys that's been playing on the D-line here, I think having a rapport with those guys and being able to work together early, we can get a feel for each other, and it'll make us a better D-line for sure.
Is that good? You guys good?
Absolutely. Thank you, Marcus.
All right, thanks, Marcus.
Thank you.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me, man. Look forward to meeting y'all in person.
Yeah, you too. Absolutely.
Thanks, Marcus.